Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Dustin Linegang with High Point Networks, and there's an upcoming cybersecurity session going to be taking place through the JREC on September 19th, and we're going to talk about that today. Dustin, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk.
Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, thank you for stopping by the studio and excited to talk about this event. I feel like it's often understated just how important cybersecurity can be. You don't leave your car unlocked. You don't leave your house unlocked when you leave it. And technology in just the world we are in today, everybody's connected. Cybersecurity, very important. And it sounds like High Point Networks is going to be hosting something here through the JREC for people to learn more about cyber attacks and cybersecurity. Tell us first, Dustin, kind of how you're involved with this and how High Point Networks is involved with this.
Sure. Well, a little bit of background on High Point. So we are an IT company headquartered out of West Fargo, started in 2003, and what was four people in a closet is now 160 people across 10 offices throughout the upper Midwest. As our customer base and our customer demands have grown, so has our offering, and we've built and developed a specific security team in-house to help our customers with things like network security, physical security, cyber attack prevention, and also remediation, what happens after a customer gets attacked. So we work really closely with them. James McGuire goes by Jamie. He's going to be coming out and doing the presentation. It's September 19th from 6 to 8 up on campus at the University of Jamestown, room, I believe, 136 at the Unruh Sheldon Building. He's one of our cybersecurity experts. He does a lot of risk assessments, vulnerability assessments, does a lot of our ethical hacking for our customers. So he's going to be presenting to the community things that you can do to prevent it, but also what you can do in the event that that something does happen.
For sure. So we want people to be mindful and be aware that this is going on, something to attend. And Dustin, this is free. This is open to anybody, not just business startups, not just local businesses. We're talking anybody can come and attend this.
100%. Yep. We're encouraging the students around the area, even high school students, if they want to come and learn about this. I'll be on site as well. So we're happy to answer any questions about High Point,
awesome,
about our industry, about what we're seeing. And we really want to address the need. What we found is in our demographic up here, there's just not a lot of people who have the money, the bandwidth, the expertise to cover all the bases. And quite frankly, I don't know if that's even possible.
For sure.
But we want to offer any kind of support and service that we can, free advice, some instructions on how to better protect yourself, even your home computer.
Yeah, absolutely. Dustin Linegang again joining us right now from High Point Networks. Again, this event coming up September 19th in Jamestown through the Jamestown Regional Entrepreneur Center. And like you said, you kind of pointed out our demographics a little bit, Dustin. Like, we're more in this rural community where it could feel very easy to just be targeted and then have no idea what to do when a cyber attack happens. And you're not just talking about computers, right? We're talking about all devices, I'm sure.
Full networks, physical locations even. I mean, we work with surveillance cameras and access control systems. But, I mean, speaking honestly, a lot of the mentality up here is that I'm so small, no one's ever going to want my stuff, right? But the truth of the matter is these guys don't care how big or small you are. They just want stuff. Once they get it, then they have leverage. So it's not about what size you are. It's not about what business you're in. You might think that only banks and hospitals are going to be under attack because of the type of information they need. But if you're a small business owner, if you're a small law firm or a small manufacturer or even a welding shop, if they lock out your ability to do business, they have leverage.
For sure.
And quite often, the only way to get that back is to make sure that you have a way of recovering or to pay the ransom.
For sure. So, Dustin, would you mind kind of going over a little bit about what will be covered? Because cybersecurity can be such a broad topic. It looks like there will be a chance for people to ask questions, but some main things it looks like you guys want to hit on with this.
Yeah, sure. So we're going to talk about some of the basics. We're going to talk about firewalling. We're going to talk about intrusion prevention systems. We're also going to talk a little bit about, like I mentioned, the remediation. But some basic ways for you to cover your business if you have multiple locations, a single location. To your point, some of the obvious stuff is locking your door, making sure your car doors are locked. We do that every day, right? So what can we do for our business to make sure things are covered? So we will probably get into a little bit of password best practices, We will probably talk a little bit about some of the means hackers are trying to get in today and some of the methods they use to get the tools to get into our system. Most people would be quite surprised to find that there is an Amazon of illicit material out there that people can go out. I can just go out and buy lists of emails and passwords. I can go out and buy lists of credit cards. I can put them in a shopping cart. I can pay with Bitcoin. And then all of a sudden I have banking information for people. And they have customer ratings out here. So hackers are rating the how good the quality of information. I mean, it is just like an online store that you find today, but it exists out there for people trying to do bad things. And most people don't know that.
Right.
It's really easy.
No, absolutely. And Dustin Line Gang again joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. We could talk about cybersecurity for hours and hours. I know we could because there's so many different methods of preventing it and different ways they can get in, like you said. And it's all about taking those preventative steps so you don't suffer a cyber attack. And that's what this is all about, cybersecurity. We want people to get there on September 19th at the University of Jamestown, U.S. building, room 136 from 6 to 8. It is free. You just show up, ask questions, learn information. That's the best way to fight cyber attacks. And Dustin, anything else? Like, I mean, we kind of covered it broadly, but anything else about this or about High Point Networks or about anything else with cybersecurity that you want to throw out?
I'll just add, if anyone has questions about this specific event, they can go to the JRE Center website and just go to their events page. But really, we're just looking forward to having people come out. As I mentioned, I'll be there. So any questions about our company, our business, the services we offer, or even other services that you can get that maybe don't come from High Point Networks, ultimately, we're here to be helpful. And I hope to see a lot of people from the community there.
The more, the better. I mean, just spread the information. That's what it's all about. And Dustin, thank you so much for taking some time, and we'll see you guys on September 19th then.
Thanks, Warren. Thanks for having me.